This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What is up, good people? It is Tuesday, December 23rd, the second half of Sports Talk getting underway. Steve Geller, Charlie Long bring you until 7 p.m. That's when Mike Hawes takes over on the Saints Hour. His special guest tonight, GM Mickey Loomis and wide receiver Chris Olave. Definitely don't want to miss that, folks. Coming up 7 p.m. on 105.3 FM and the Odyssey app. I say that because coming up at 6:30 on the big 870 AM. We got Pelicans basketball as the Birds look to win another one. Six straight they're going for in Cleveland this evening. We'll be keeping tabs of that, and you can listen to that on the big 870 AM. The Saints practice today, albeit it was a walkthrough since there is no practice on Thursday, thankfully. They're not going to be Grinch and make the players come in on Christmas. To help us talk all things black and gold right now, our sideline reporter, Jeff Nowak, also WWL digital content producer. Jeff, how's it going, man? This week seems to be going slow already. We're just at Tuesday, though.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though. It's a slow Christmas week is a good Christmas week, as I always say.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we saw the last home performance for the black and gold. Thankfully, though, it was a successful one. The team dominated the New York Jets and could have even been a bigger blowout if they were able to convert more touchdowns instead of field goals. But overall, definitely have a much more positive vibe about this team going into the final two games than you had in the first half of the season. We kind of joked, I know, on the Inside Black and Gold podcast about, man, we thought, you know, for sure they'd be a top three draft pick, maybe top five. But now it's looking like, hey, this team could be in top 10, top 12 pick right now. We'll see how things shake out. But overall, just a really big positive momentum swing in the black and gold's favor right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of become a broken record at this point. The team throughout this whole process has been very insistent that, you know, the record is what the record is, but the process is the right process. Everyone was locked in. Everyone was doing things the right way. And it was frustrating because the results weren't coming, but they felt like if they held the course, it would. And so that's what makes, you know, this past month such a encouraging thing for this team. Obviously, the quarterback is a big part of that. And when you feel like the quarterback is where he needs to be, they're going to have positivity. That's going to engender positivity and confidence. But I think just up and down the across the board, really, you know, on offense and defense, you've seen some really impressive performances. You've seen Chris Olave put together a career day, two touchdowns, 148 yards. Juwan Johnson has turned into, you know, just a magnet in terms of, I think he's caught 16 of his last 17 targets over the last three games. You know, it's the guy that we talked about needing to clean up the drops. Well, he's done that. On the defense, you had eight sacks, and that defensive line has really been kind of letting it eat the last few weeks. You've been stopping the run. You've been doing it. You've been playing the type of football you need to play to win games, you know, and while it came later in the season that you'd want it to, I think there's a lot of confidence in that room And I think the fans should have confidence, and I think a lot of them do, that, you know, this is going to bleed over into next season, and you're going to be able to come back and, you know, run this defense kind of as more of a finely tuned machine than it was to start. You know, Tyler Shuck's going to have a whole offseason to, you know, improve and continue to refine his game and hopefully make that kind of year two leap that we talk about a lot with at the quarterback position. It's frustrating because it came so late. I know that's what Cam Jordan talked about that in his press conference after the game. It's like you kind of wish there was five more games, because if there were, you know, maybe you give yourself a chance, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, you know, you got a chance to go out to Tennessee, win the fourth game in a row. You know, Tyler Shuck gets to kind of show off across from Cam Ward, and you can kind of see, you know, just where those two stand against each other. You know, anytime you're drafted and whenever you're in the same class as another quarterback, you're always going to be compared to those guys. Same going to be the same thing with Jackson Dart. It's muted optimism because the season's going to end in 2 weeks and it's not going to be a postseason run. But there's a lot of good reasons to be excited about, you know, how things are going for the Saints. And honestly, across the street for the Pelicans, too. They're going to play again tonight. They're in Cleveland. But a lot of winning going on the last couple weeks, which, you know, I forgot what that felt like.
8-0 combined in their last eight games, which is awesome. Go Birds. We'll see what happens with Cleveland. But Jeff, you talked about some of the players that have really been growing at the end of the year and having great performances. But also, it's something that we had brought up with Scott Shanley when we had him on last week about Kellen Moore and the confidence that he's getting with this streak that the Saints are going on at the end of the season, that, you know, his process is working. The players obviously haven't quit. I remember the post-game interview that you did with Charlie Smith where he had mentioned that specifically, that nobody's quit on Kellen Moore by any stretch of the imagination, that they all still believe in what he's preaching, and they're all still bought into the system and the culture that he's building with the black and gold. So also not just the rookie quarterback with Tyler Shuck that everybody's been, you know, on their train for, correctly so, but also the rookie head coach and Kellen Moore and what he's been doing throughout the season as well.
Yeah, and I think he's getting a lot more comfortable in his role as head coach. And it was always going to be a learning process for him, just like any first-year player, any first-year coach. You know, it takes a little while, I think, to kind of find your footing. And, you know, there's been instances this year where we've questioned the play calling or maybe some in-game decision-making, stuff like that. But I think he's always had a pretty good finger on the pulse of that locker room and what you need in a locker room to kind of build that culture. And Juwan Johnson said this after the game. It's like everything, and it's very true. Like when things are going well, when you're winning a bunch of games, your culture really never gets tested. You have a culture of winning, but the winning kind of overrides a lot of the negativity. When you're having a bad season, when you're 2-10, that's when that kind of situation gets tested, right? And, you know, the vibes were great last year in the first 2 weeks when you were blowing everybody out. Then you lost 7 in a row. And the kind of true strength of that locker room was really kind of shown, and it was not particularly strong from a culture perspective. So, you know, I think that's, to me, what makes me feel confident about what this team is building is, you know, the culture in that locker room is very positive. And you've had guys talking about it all season, but until they kind of put the wins together and kind of put the performances out there, it's all talk. I think Kellen, you know, I don't know if it's because he's a former player, former quarterback, he just resonated with a lot of these players in a lot of very important ways. And I think one of the smartest things he did was to make sure, hey, we got these veteran players. You got DeMario Davis. You got Cam Jordan. You know, you bring in a Justin Reed. Like, these are and even Alvin Kamara on offense. Like these are the players that are going to kind of resonate for you. Like, you're going to have a message. You're going to send that out into the locker room, but you need that to be carried by the kind of standard bearers of your team. And he made sure that those guys knew how important they were. And I think that's been a big part of this kind of building for the Saints.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jeff, you mentioned Alvin Kamara there. He's missed a ton of time now, I think, last month with a knee and ankle issue. Two games left. No playoffs are on the table. Is there a realistic chance we see him suit up again this season, or nah?
I mean, realistic, yeah. I mean, if it wasn't a possibility, they would have just put him on injured reserve. I don't see why they would have just kept him hanging around if it wasn't a possibility. Would it make sense? Probably not. I mean, let's be real. Like, we got two games left. You assume he'll be back next year. I think maybe that's the only thing. If the kind of writing's on the wall that maybe he's going to retire or they're going to move on, you know, maybe you do bring him back for kind of like a send-off in Week 18 against the Falcons. Like, that's the only thing I could think of that would kind of be a motivating factor. But I think you just got to kind of look at this offense and say, all right, you got Audric Estime, you got Evan Hall, maybe you got Nyheim Hines. If you add Alvin to that mix, great. Otherwise, Taysom Hill is going to be a big part of that. So I don't know. I think Alvin wouldn't mind playing again. I think he's a football player, but at a certain point, you're talking about a 30-year-old running back, and what do you stand to gain from bringing him back, dealing with a knee injury? So I'd guess no, but I don't know. If it was a straight no, then he'd be on injured reserve right now.
Jeff, your early thoughts on the Titans matchup. We talked with Schlereth about it. Schlereth's called a bunch of Titans games so far this year. Cam Ward has shown these flashes, man, where he just looked, that's the 101. That guy's got electric arm talent. He's extending plays and keeping his eyes downfield and throwing these darts to his receivers. And the receiving core for Tennessee specifically is also young. Calvin Ridley is out for the year. So I was looking at their numbers, and the second, third, and fourth guy on their receiving yards leaderboard, all rookies. It's Gunnar Helm, Jamari DK, Elik Iomanner, all rookie picks from this past year's draft alongside Cam Ward. So they're kind of growing together, but at the same time, you know, there's been times where they just let him down, if it kind of makes sense. It feels like it's a dangerous offense that maybe is starting to feel a little bit confident after what they did to Steve Spagnuolo's defense this past week against the Kansas City Chiefs. You can say what you want about Pat Mahomes being out and them on their third-string quarterback after Gardner Minshew got hurt as well in that game. But at the same time, the Chiefs' defense is still a proud unit, and that was maybe Cam Ward's best game as a pro.
Yeah, they did to the Chiefs what the Saints did to the Jets, right? Like, it was a very similar situation. Titans have also, you know, won two of their last three. So this is a matchup of teams that have won five of their last six games. You know, they're not phoning it in either, which is good to see for a team that does need to figure something out. They don't know who their head coach is going to be next year. That's obviously a question. You know, I wish I could say I knew more about the Titans at this stage. I need to do some studying throughout the week because, you know, the Titans are in the same boat as the Saints in that they didn't have any primetime games either. So when am I watching the Titans play, right? It's kind of difficult. But no, I mean, from what I've seen from Cam Ward, he seems to be getting better as the season goes on. You know, he's a guy that can just make some wow throws. You know, the Saints got a good look at him during the scouting process, even though he was going to go number one overall. You know, they did their due diligence. They sat down with him. They had their meetings. And so they'll have a good idea of what he's able to do. Tony Pollard as well, Kellen Moore coached Tony Pollard with the Cowboys, so he knows Tony pretty well. Tajay Spears obviously was at Tulane, so we're all very familiar with Tajay. But I think this is another game where I look at kind of the defense for the Titans and I say, okay, that defensive line is daunting. You know, Jeffrey Simmons is one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. I think Sebastian Joseph Day is kind of a slept-on edge rusher, defensive end. That's pretty good. And he was with the Jaguars for a while, and it was really impressive there. Arden Key, obviously, an LSU guy. So, you know, it's going to be one of those matchups that, you know, who wants it more, right? And that's a cliche, but this time of year, that's really what it's about. And it's going to be cold. It might be raining, which if it is, that would be the fifth rain game the Saints have had this year, which, yeah.
I was going to tell you, bundle up.
Yeah, right. At least in Tampa, it was like 70 and rainy. This will be like 40. That's like the worst case scenario. It's not cold enough to snow, but it's freaking cold. That's like recipe for pneumonia right there. So won't be pleasant one way or the other. So we'll see. I feel like this is going to be an interesting game to kind of get a read on. Okay, how mature is Tyler Shuck? And can he go into those elements and take down a team that's not very good? It's worth mentioning Tyler Shuck and Cam Ward faced off last year when Louisville went over to Miami, and it was a lot of fireworks in that game. I think Tyler Shuck had 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions, like 340 yards. Cam Ward had over 300 yards, 3 touchdown passes. I think the score was like 51-45 or something like that. So maybe we'll see another game like that, because I think both of these offenses have the ability to be a little explosive if they can get it together, and we'll see how that goes. I'd like to see the Saints put up 30 points in a game this season. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely, Jeff. The getting into the end zone has been the biggest crux of this black and gold bunch. They've been able to move the ball, but yeah, just finding pay dirt has been an issue. At least they've got an uptick in that with Tyler Shuck taking over that center of the offense, being able to get on the board more. But looking at this running game, too, for me, Jeff, you know, you mentioned we're going to find out more about Alvin Kamara this week to see what happens with him. We know that Audric Estime, Evan Hola, your main guys right now. Can Taysom Hill, that role we saw him in against the New York Jets, can we get more of that maybe against the Tennessee Titans this week?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to. I mean, Alvin didn't practice today, and it was a walkthrough, so if he was going to get back to practice this week, he would have been out there, and I would imagine, today. So I don't expect to see him. Foster Morrow is probably going to miss the game as well, ankle injury. He and Brian Brzee both are probably not going to be out there. What are you saving him for, right? I think you're going to get a lot of Taysom Hill. And the only question is, can you continue to be creative? I think that's what I appreciated about Taysom Hill in this last game compared to the Taysom Hill we've seen throughout the season. Is just they got very creative with how they used him, right? Yeah. And go back to the 2022 season, and you know, there was a lot of things I wasn't a fan of with the Pete Carmichael offense, but one of the things I did appreciate was how creative he got with Taysom Hill, and that was probably Taysom's best season in terms of how he impacted the game from all around the formation. And you got him into the action as a pass catcher, you got him into the action as kind of a ball carrier at the quarterback position, as kind of that wildcat quarterback. You got him into the action as just a straight up running back with handoffs and reverses. He threw a pass. Like that's what Taysom's supposed to be. He's not supposed to be just this kind of pigeonholed, like, I'm a short yardage back, I'm going to get you that 1 yard. He's effective in those situations, but that's not what we came to understand as the joker, jack of all trades, Taysom Hill. So I'm hopefully he can continue to do that and just kind of, I don't know, add some entertainment value to these last few games, because I don't know if Taysom's going to be back next year. So we need to get our money's worth while we can. But I also like Audric Estime. I think he's been a solid back for this team. He's doing everything that you need him to do. I wouldn't mind seeing him get featured a little bit more than he did in this past game, because when they give him the ball, he seems to do something with it.
Jeff, definitely appreciate your time as always. What you got going on at WWL.com for folks to check out?
Oh, it's a slow day, man. It's a slow day. This is usually an off day, so not a ton, but you can go check out what Kellen Moore said yesterday when he was on with us, and also have something up about Tyler Shuck and what he had to say to the media. A lot of talk about, you know, preparation, improving, getting better each week, which, you know, I think anyone who watches him out there can appreciate, because he's a different guy than we saw in camp, and it's really really a cool thing to see a guy develop the way he has throughout the course of the season. So we'll have something on that. You can also check out our podcast, Inside Black and Gold. That's up there as well. Go check that out.
Awesome stuff, Jeff. Talk to you tomorrow morning. And yeah, we're going to be playing that Tyler Shuck audio right after the break. So great tease, man.
Sounds good, y'all. Have a good one.
That was Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter and WWL digital content producer, joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.